Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody get up on your feet. Come on. Now we're going to keep it moving on this one. So if you got to take your shoes off, take your shoes off. I want you to know he's done enough. Oh, yeah.
Done.
I could have not had a voice to sing tonight, but he done it now.
He's done.
Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Come up here. Mama, you all are bona fide real gospel singers. Girl, mama, choir. I don't know what to say. You know, I've been doing gospel music 30 years. I know gospel singers. You have the essence of what Thomas Dorsey started in 1930. You've captured it. You've got to do more. We need more of the authentic gospel music. I understand that you all belong to what congregation?
Mercy Outreach Church of Deliverance, Pastor Addie L. Collins.
That's why you're Pentecostal. Now, you know Pentecostals come for it, for real. I remember seeing Fantasia in Los Angeles, Los Angeles, during the BET Awards. And I hadn't seen her. And she came to me and said, I want to do your show. And I said, you think they'll let you? She said, I'm coming. You must have been watching me for a long time.
I've been watching this show ever since I was a little girl. Really? And we would sit at home in the living room and catch the Holy Ghost, shout in the living room. And it's just a blessing and an honor to be here tonight.
Oh, goodness. So you remember Beverly Crawford?
Yes. She came to the back and gave me a big old sugar.
Y'all
said,
did?
I've been watching you for years.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What a tribute to Beverly this morning. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So proud of both of you and the choir and the presentation you made on this program tonight. And our audiences at home, I know you're going to jot us and say thanks for being in this woman that sang like that. She ain't through yet. I mean, I got to hear something else from Fantasia. And before we close, I hope we don't get this cut off. I want you to know that she's not one of these people that the Lord has blessed, that has shown favor to, that don't have sense enough to say thank you to people and let people touch her and love on her, because she knows where the Lord has brought her from and where she is now. What a blessing. Isn't that intelligent? Give the Lord some praise for that. We'll be right back with some more music right after this. Thanks again, Fantasia and her lovely mother.
Anymore. I mean,
hello?
Amen. And take control of what we do because
Ben.
Our children are very, very important. We have to be careful because when we do things that aren't ready for God, that's passing on and putting on new generational curses. And then that they know nothing about and going into things that we get over into and our parents take it to the side that God has given us.
I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background. Do someone have on speaker? If you do, can you please turn off your speaker? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background. So does someone have on the speaker, or it can put your phone on mute because there's a lot of noise and no one can hear? Did any do you guys hear anything I just read?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. So at this time, the table is open. If anyone wants to elaborate or about what I said or what I talked about, now's the time that we can communicate about what I just read. Okay. Well, since no one has anything to talk about, I'm going to tell you
Hello.
Guys thank you. Hello?
Hey, how are you, Sister Taylor? This is Brother Harper.
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I am fine. Everyone else, all good?
I believe so. It seemed like people was not really talking tonight, but okay, I hear you. Go ahead and talk.
Well, let me say this and start off by saying good afternoon and God bless everybody. Those of you that have cell phones, check into your plans and read the fine print. You know, that's some hidden stuff that we don't really know about as the mark of the devil, because he hides in dark places and just jump out at us.
For real, yes, he does. Did you hear the topic I spoke on? Was you able to hear me?
No, actually, I was just able to get through just when I logged in.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay, well, the topic I spoke on was I need God. I can't go back over the whole topic. We don't have enough time.
Okay.
But the thing was, is I need God, and that was one of my topics, and actually I came out of Isaiah. In Luke, in Romans, me needing God. And you know, a lot of people, I'm trying to, you know, even back in Luke chapter 10, for the Son of my man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. A lot of us, you know, are still lost in our fleshly ways. No, a lot of us are still lusting. A lot of us are still going through sinful desires. And that was, you know I need God. I don't know about what somebody else needs, but I do know that God is much needed in my life. And when we seek and to save that which was lost, we have to redefine who we are. And get with God and allow him to cleanse us again, to be reborn again in these sinful and fleshly ways that we have. A lot of us, desire our unlawful marriage because we're not married, or our unlawful wives, we're not married. So those are fleshful sin desires. We are desiring a flesh that doesn't belong to us. We're not married, so you know you're lusting. Basically, it's a sign of lusting, is what it is. And a lot of times that when we get to lusting and lusting, we're lust in the wrong way, to where we forget that there is a God, and we are not doing things in a godly manner the way God said it should be done. You know, that's how when we come out of our sinful ways, then God has to be there to know that, you know, I am who I am, and allow me to guide your life. Allow me to, you know, alter your footsteps. So basically,
right.
That's what I read of. I just don't know who was all on, but there's anyone that wants to elaborate on Isaiah, Romans, Luke, Galatians, and you're more than welcome. You can.
Okay. Since it is free, the floor is free. In the topic of you saying I need God, if we were reading in the book of Romans, the first chapter, 18 through 20, where he's talking about revealing the wrath of God from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth. And unrighteousness. And then it goes on to say that he's going to hold his eternal Godhead without excuse. So we need to be careful what lane we're riding in, because basically what God is saying here, that even though the law of the land said that you are innocent until proven guilty, here is basically saying you're guilty until proven innocent.
Okay.
So we have to take on it. When we say that I am a follower of Christ, we have to be follower of Christ for all his laws and all of his commandments, not just one or two. So we have to, when we say I need God, we have to make sure that we walk with him, talk with him daily, every hour on the hour, if need be.
Right. And that's so true. And a lot of us say that this is what we need and this is what we want, but then we're serving a God and we're serving a devil, and that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get on one side of the street. You're going to serve the devil, you're going to serve God, because there's a lot of tricky things that the devil is tricky of. Well, you know, there's a lot of callers, you know, well, I'm going to reroute this call because, see, they're talking about God, so you don't need to be on that. You don't even be on that blog talk tonight. You know what I'm saying? They're talking about the right things, which is God. So, you know, and a lot of distraction comes from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know that no weapon against us is going to ever prosper in the name of Jesus, and hold them veils up and them armors and them shields, and hold your head up and keep walking, and don't allow, you know, the devil to continue to come into your life over and over, because he is busy, and he's coming in forms of family members, children. You know, and it's sad, you know, and it's really sad that, you know, our own family members are on the side of the devil is on. And that kind of bothers me, because I'm like, well, wow, you know, you're my son or you're my daughter.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But then the devil works through closest ones, and it's always the ones that we love the most.
But that goes to show you that he has that drive to get to that one. Because if we realize that Peter was that one closest to Jesus, but how many times was Peter sought after by Satan? If we count when he was being warned at the Garden of Gethsemane, we count that one. We count the one that he said that Satan wishes to sift you as wheat. We count that one. Then we count the one in 1 Peter 3:8 when he says the adversary, you know, wishes to devour you. So, I mean, how many warnings do we really need?
Right. You know, how many times do you have to go through before God said, I'm going to remove my hands off of you? And once I remove my hands, then you're free. You know, that's one thing that we don't want. We want God to keep our hands and our mighty arms around us and to guide us and protect us. But, you know, sometimes when he removes his hands, then you're free. The devil has full access.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it good to be in that position to know that God has his hand on you? He has his arm of protection around you. But that goes to show you that if you're in that position, you're in a right position because you're close to God.
Yes. Yes, in the name of God, it is wonderful to know that, and it's a blessing every day. So we only have 17 more minutes on the blog. If anyone else feels that they have something they want to say, like I said, the floor is open to ask any questions, to communicate, to, you know, elaborate. If not, then I'm going to give out my prayers, and we can close.
Good afternoon, woman of God. How are you tonight?
I'm fine.
Man, this is Pastor McCullough from Atlanta, Georgia. I just want to continue to say I have enjoyed it. I was talking about the time the noise was coming through, but I just want to say when we need God, we have to continue to hold to his unchanging hands, and you brought out about that flesh, and we're not of our own. We're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and we are created out of him. So we have to be careful of what we entertain into our bodies and the things that we do, because we are not only just contaminating our body, we contaminate that body of Christ that is within us. And when we contaminate what belongs to God. You know, the song says, I belong to you. We belong to God, so we have to take better control of our flesh. You know, as you were just saying in the scripture, it wouldn't come to head, but the verse it would say, I spew you out as your father, God, are you not? You know, so we have to choose. In Deuteronomy 19, I believe it says, choose now life, that you and your family may live. So we have to choose life. And when we do those fleshly things, when you were going there about the flesh and having somebody else's property or spouse, you know, doing those things to life of the world, you know, we don't look at, we see that, but we're too busy trying to get apart and have a good time and have fun.
Okay.
And we could go out there and play in our tennis skirts and then come back to church, you know, and it's okay because he said, I forgive you. But because he says, I forgive you, it does not mean that you continue to batter the flesh, because God has a work to do. And we don't need it borne down, torn down. God needs us standing up right and accordingly to do his will. And we've also that come in my spirit, you know, generational curses, you know, because I'm looking at when you're getting ready to do, I call it the youth symposium for the children, and the things that you just said, the things that we're doing and inhabiting, those bring about generational curses. Those things that are lying there, because the seed, I'm telling young men, my own, I got two boys, a 16 and a 14-year-old, and another young man, I told them, I speak to them. I say, look, when you get ready to crack a seed, I said, you're training your seed right now how to talk back, how to be disrespectful, how to be rude. So I said, it's what you're doing now that trains up the seed, the childbirth that God will be giving you later in life. I said, you got to begin to do what you're supposed to do now according to the word of God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen, amen. And yeah, you are so true. You know, that those are some true spoken words. I want to thank all you guys tonight for coming on. I will be posting more. Actually, what are we going to be doing? We're going to have women nights, because the power of a praying mother, a wife, a daughter, it makes sense, because there's power in our prayer. There's power in men prayer, her father. That we're going to have father and men night. So we're going to have open table talk night. We will be having Bible study prayer night. It will be posted throughout the week. Every day it's going to be a different topic, because, you know, it's really needed. Any topic that you guys feel that you want to talk about, by all means, inbox me and let's get to talking. Because Saturday night will be our youth night. We're gathering our youth. Our youth have to have a voice. And this is what building our children's ministry is about. Getting with our teen mothers and our youth, they have a voice. Allow them to know that they are special. They're God's children. So if we don't allow them to put them in front, they're going to stay behind us. They're supposed to be in front of us at all times. God said, lead my children. So this is what my blog is about, our youth and us coming together spiritually, mentally, and as a family. But as each week, I will put something out, and we will be having some wonderful topics. I will be having some wonderful hosts on, giving the word of God and speaking. And at this time, I'm going to close into prayer. Can we all have a moment of silence for prayer? Please keep me safe, O Lord, from those who oppose me and would do me harm. Make my life a holy praise to honor you, in Jesus' name. And everyone on this blog and their families, may you guys be blessed in the name of Jesus. And may we all stick together as family. And whatever you're going through, give it to God. He'll work it out. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I will see you guys this later on this week.
All right. Everybody have a blessed one.